So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Hello and welcome back to the RE Friends podcast. This is Kara.
And this is Allison.
Today we're continuing with our How to Thrive in 2025 series with our financial glow up episode.
I am so excited for this one. I've been like eager the last 3 days. I'm like, oh, we get to talk about money. It's one of my favorite taboo topics to talk about. And I love that we've made a space where we get to talk about it. So this will be very fun. And we're going to take a different approach than we did the last 2 years in our Eight Dimensions of Wellness series. I think the first year we talked about money in a very practical way. Last year was maybe like a little bit of practical, a little bit of inspiration, a little spirituality. And then this time around, we're going to discuss some different money energetic principles that maybe you aren't familiar with. So lots going on there. First, catch up, share our peaks of the week, and then money time.
And then money time. What's new with you? Any fun updates?
Well, considering how bubbly I am today, you guys would not maybe believe that I was like down bad the last week. So I feel like I've crawled out of my hole right after we recorded last Monday. Still had like a great morning, went and worked out, like went to a coffee shop, had a meeting. And then all of a sudden in the afternoon, I was like, I feel weird. Like I just was like nauseous and shaky. I was like riding home on my moped and like literally wanted to put my head like on the headrest of my arm. Like I was like, I can't even like look. So I like went home and took a nap, which is like not something I ever do in the middle of the day. But I was like, I feel so weird. And then I was going to go to boxing that night. And then I woke up and I was like, no, I still feel not okay. So I watched legitimately 5 hours of Virgin River in bed. I don't know if you know that show on Netflix. Oh my God.
What
it's
is
like
this?
My perfect cheesy romance series where there's like a buff man who's taking care of like this empowered girl. I'm like, this is exactly my type of show. It's, and now that I'm falling more in love with small towns, it's like this hotshot nurse from LA. Her husband dies. So she goes to the small town to like heal basically. And this small town is just like welcomes her and it like 180s her life. So I don't know. There was like a lot of symbolism between like my life and what was going on in the show. And I just went down the rabbit hole. This is why I don't watch TV. Like I don't have a TV. Yeah. I was just watching on my laptop and I was like, this is what happens. Like here I am, like season one done in one night. Like, okay. But
you get sucked in and you're like, okay, I need to know what happens next.
Yes. Yes. And like one of my other best friends, I was like, have you seen Virgin River? And she's like, girl, don't get me started. Because I feel like her type is like very similar. And so I kind of fully milked that for like 2 days. And I realized in moving here, even though I allow myself to do like soft things, I still am always doing because everyone here is like on vacation and there's so much happening and there's so much FOMO to be had. So even though I slowed down, I haven't really given myself like proper rest. And I feel like there's a difference. Like I never just like lay around or take a nap. I'm still creating or going and exploring and doing this thing or meeting this person for coffee. So I just let myself have like 2 days of physical rebounding. But then in that really slowing down, all of my emotions started to come in. So then it was like, it turned into a spiritual emotional sickness where I was like, oh, this is why I'm sick. Because I got to sort through this shit that I have been avoiding and haven't wanted to look at for the last, year or 2 years, whatever. So that was actually harder and worse than just being physically sick. I'm like, I can handle being a little nauseous, but the spiritual sickness is so different. So work through that. A lot of long conversations, a lot of journaling, meditating, crying. But the purge, it felt so relieving to like get that out. And now I feel way lighter. And then it kind of ended with, yeah, like a fun weekend. I mean, it was not my most productive work week at all. Like, I truly have nothing to show. I probably worked for like 10 hours, but you know what? I worked a lot over the holiday. So I kind of just had my rebound week a little late.
Yeah, which we all need. And I think that with your Capricorn placements, I'm sure you don't take the rest you probably need all the time. So that was probably good for you.
Yeah. And I remember saying this like a few years ago when I stopped drinking, that I remember that I used to not hate hangovers. Like, obviously they felt horrible, yeah. But I would drink to the point of being able to nurse a hangover the next morning because I actually just wanted rest. But the overachiever and the perfectionist in me wouldn't just rest if I like felt not hungover. You know, it's like, oh, you know, it's a Sunday. Maybe we should just like take it easy today. I'd be like, no, I can't. I literally can't do that. So it's like my body has to make itself physically ill for me to be like, oh, okay, fine, I'll rest. Even though like I'm very healthy. I'm not actually physically ill, but my body knows that when it tries to tell me to slow down spiritually or emotionally, like I won't listen. So it's like, okay, we're going to make you incredibly nauseous, have a fever and excruciating cramps. I'm like, fine. And yeah, since I don't drink to the point of being hungover anymore, like that never happens. Like those late, like the bed rot days. And I just had to have a guilt-free bed rot 2 days.
I love a guilt-free bed rot. I agree. Sometimes I don't hate being sick. So I'm like, oh, I guess sick day. I'm just going to lay in bed all day.
I know. Yeah, because it's like the excuse. Yeah, you're like, I can do this. And then like with work stuff, you know, you're like, if you guys are employee, you tell your boss or your partners like, oh, you know, I'm sick. I can't do anything. And everyone's like, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. Obviously, I like resting, but actually being sick does suck. So I'm glad you're all past that.
Thank you. How was your week?
My week was good. It was very busy. So I had my clothing sale. It was very successful. It was so much fun. It was me, Lindy, Kylan, and Morgan, us four, sold our closets. Of course, I made a TikTok about it. And then, of course, it did pretty decently well. It hit the FYP of St. Louis. So there was 30 people lined up outside when we opened and we were not ready. We were all like running around scrambling. We were screaming. We're like, oh my God, why? Well, we learned a lot. So obviously this is just like a fun thing. Like none of us are Allison or clothing store owners. Like we're not in the business of running any physical spaces. And we definitely learned a lot. But the big thing we learned was that none of us are morning people. And starting at 8 a.m. was not a good choice because we literally weren't ready. So we opened at 8:05. So we're like, okay, everyone can go get a coffee downstairs. And that was actually a very good pro of having it where we had it, was that the downstairs was an established business and they had coffee going on and music and stuff. And then they just opened the door to the upstairs event space and we were ready at 8:05. But it was so fun. I got to meet people that I'm either like connected with online or that follow me or that follow all of us. And it was fun to have that physical space. And I fully understand why. Now that you crave the physical spaces because it is so much fun. And there was like people that had just moved to St. Louis that saw this TikTok. And then I was introducing them to people and they were meeting new people there. And I'm like, dang, I wish this was more like an already friends event where we had some sort of like friendship activity. Because I'm like, all these cool people are here and I'm meeting them. But like, I want everyone to meet each other. So that definitely gave me like a fun little kick to be like, okay, when should we do another already friends thing? Because I was like, dang, I like that everyone's shopping our closet. So I'm like, yeah, I want all these people to meet each other because there were... I didn't realize how many people moved to St. Louis and how many transplants there were. And yeah, that was really fun. We did 8 to 2. And then a lot of our stuff was gone by like 9:30. Like the girlies showed up. Definitely are thinking about doing another one in the future. I have no more clothes. Like that was really all of my stuff. The other girl said they have more stuff. So maybe in the summer or something, we'll do something. So stay tuned. But then I got home, quickly changed. I think I showered and then I went to the airport. And now I'm in Naples, Florida for a work trip. I'm doing a little freelance project here, really short, really just like 2 days. But then I'm going to stay an extra 2 days and hang out at the beach because I can't turn down a couple beach days when my flight was already paid for. I just had to get a little Airbnb and I'm going to bike around and hang out and get some sun because I'm a pale girly. So that's my updates.
Fun, fun, fun. I mean, I love it, of course. Like secondhand clothing, people just go crazy for. And that's awesome that the TikTok reached so many people. How fun. And yeah, I just resonate with all that. Cause like when I'm at the shop, I'm always like, wait, you're cool and you're cool. Like I want you guys to meet. And that's how New Wave really turned into like a third place when I had it. Like people just like kind of come and hang out. So yeah, that's why I miss that. And
you're like, that's why I'm trying to figure it out. But yeah, fun. That coffee shop, what we had it at is definitely a third place. And there was lots of regulars. And I very much admire that they built that. And it was the perfect reason to have it there too.
If you guys don't know what a third place is, it's another spot outside of either your home or your work where people like mingle and usually have kind of shared interests or shared lifestyle. So often they can be like coffee shops or a park or a secondhand clothing store.
Or a cafe, depending on it.
Go. Sometimes maybe you talk to people. Maybe sometimes you don't. You read, you work, but it's just somewhere where you could feel comfortable that you're like, well, I don't necessarily want to go home yet. A library is another good example. And I think in the wintertime, this is an especially good reminder of those because it's so easy to just like stay in your house and then you can, like when it's cold out, isolate. And going and hanging out at the library for a change of pace, coffee shop for the day. It's so good for your spirit to have those like micro interactions. And okay, Kurt Vonnegut, he called it farting around, but
that's funny.
Like, and I realized I am like the queen of farting around because I just go to run errands. Like, and I will make a whole day of it. Like 2 days ago, I had to print 5 sheets of paper. I didn't even have to print 5 sheets of paper, but I'm like, okay, what little thing could I do today? And I'm like, all right, now I'm going to make a whole afternoon of going to this print shop. So I'm going to get a juice beforehand. I'm going to walk peaches at the park by it. And I am a professional at making errands into an entire thing. I just think it's so fun. And then like, why not? I don't know. Why not? Why would I just sit at home when there's so much farting around to be done?
So funny. I love that so much. And yeah, I couldn't agree more. I love dilly-dallying and meeting people and making small talk with the people.
Exactly. Yeah. That's like what our community needs. Like when everything is automated, it's like, of course, I love the convenience of like automated banking and that type of thing. But I just make little errands that maybe you aren't necessary, but they're what make life so meaningful.
Yeah, and we all need it, especially like you said, since everything's been shifted to online. People need interaction. So I try to bring good interactions to my day-to-day life. That's what I've kind of said my goal is. I told Connor this. I'm like, I'm just trying to show up to spaces the best version of myself and to my close friends and family, because that's where it's hard, because it's very easy to make a good first impression on new people, but it's harder to like bring a positive and best version of yourself attitude to the people that won't judge you if you don't.
That's
one of my goals for 2025. Should we do peaks of the week?
Yeah, peak of the week. While we're talking about all the nice farting around doing.
Yeah, I know. We could like fart around the podcast for a whole hour. That's what we do on the Patreon. If you're liking this vibe, come to the Patreon page. We literally fart around.
Truly, for a long time.
Yeah.
The whole episode.
And there's some of our best work.
It's true. My peak of the week was my friend Michaela coming in town. If you guys are OGs of Already Friends, you would remember her coming on like at the very beginning of Already Friends. Like she had to probably be one of our first 10 guests, right?
Like something like that. It probably was definitely 2021. So
yeah. She also has a podcast, but her podcast is huge. You guys might know it. It's called Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation by Michaela J. She has like 4 million downloads. Incredible podcast. And I wanted to shout her in this episode because she talks about money all of the time and was just really, I mean, she's young. She's only like 27 or 28. And for her to have had such financial revelations at such a young age, I think is really admirable. So definitely check out her podcast if more spiritual money conversations speak to you. But she was staying at this gorgeous, gorgeous, like Michelin star hotel. So we pretty much just hung out at her hotel like the whole day Saturday, took fun pictures by the pool, had, you know, like drinks by the pool, some appetizers, hung out in the hotel room. There's like literally a swim up pool inside her hotel room, which is crazy. It was so cool. Like not like an inside outside one, like just a pool in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
And then had a really like bougie cute dinner and then hung out by the fire. And another girl was with her named Sally. So it was like the three of us. And it was really fun. It was nice. It was like officially the first, I think, Nebraska girl that I've been here with. But now she lives in Austin. She moved out to LA. Now she's in Austin. And yeah, that was the day.
So fun. Okay, well, I'll do something similar. I had a good week, though lots of peaks. But one of my peaks is that when I got this booked for this work trip, I didn't know where we were staying. It's helping out my friend's company. They do a bunch of conferences and stuff. But I was flying out later because I had that clothing sale on Saturday. Everyone else flew out Saturday morning from St. Louis. And I had to get a later flight. And so I texted the gal and I was like, hey, what hotel are we staying at? Like, what's the address? And she's like, oh, it's the Ritz-Carlton Naples. So my peak is that I unexpectedly got to stay at the Ritz-Carlton for 2 days. And yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's amazing. No complaints there.
Great surprise. Unfortunately, nice hotels are nice. I'm like, oh, I'm just enjoying this too much.
I know, like the service, the amenities. It's like, can I just live in a hotel? Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Networking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you meet the coolest people. I think I've gotten to stay at a lot of five-star hotels in the last year. And just hearing the conversations nearby or talking to people myself, like you meet the most insane people. So that is a good hack if you live in a big city or even just visiting a big city. Go to the 5-star hotel bar. That's where everyone hangs out. Like I'm thinking
you literally took
the
words out of my mouth. Like,
yeah, yeah, no. This is like if you have a business or you're a hustler or just trying to network, the craziest networking happens at the 5-star hotel bar. Like last night, met the CEO of a construction company in Boston. He's like a CEO. He's not CEO, I apologize. He's up there. But he's like our age and just has a house in Miami, house in Boston. He came down here to buy a boat. I'm like, who are these people? Like they just open your mind to what's possible. In California, I met this girl who started this investing tool for women. Honestly, wow. Could have had her on today, but that's okay. Another time. But I'm just like, all these people are doing big things and everyone's down to talk. They're down to schmooze and they don't know you're not staying there. So
yeah,
just go ahead and talk to people.
A time where maybe they are open to talking to people because they're like,
yes.
Oh, I have this downtime in between either the meetings or events that they're there for. So they're down to chat and exchange knowledge. Like I literally go to a hotel probably every other day here, almost every day, actually. I'm not going to say the name of the one I go to like every day because it's like truly my third place. But
yeah.
I just sit there and I'm like, I'm open to whoever wants to come talk to me. And literally every day people just come and talk. And I'm like, wow, that was really interesting. That felt like a free consultation. Thank you.
Yeah, you can learn so much. So that's my peak. And yeah, of course, just being here and getting some sun.
I mean, to wrap it into the financial episode, if you are in a place with your city or your life or your friends where you're not able to be around financial expanders in your life, that is like such a good hack to be able to go into that space. And truly, like the hotels don't care. You just walk in. They don't even ask if you're staying there. Order a coffee, grab something from the restaurant and just like sit and be open to whatever might come across. And I think that, as you said, like the people you met expanded your mind so much. That I think is the biggest benefit of that for me. It's different to hear something on a podcast or to read a book and be inspired by someone who's there in Miami to buy a boat or has a house here and there. But when you can sit down with someone and they're like actually telling you face to face about how big their life is and how expansive and what they've been able to accomplish, I think it hits way different in person. You're like, whoa, you're the real deal and you're here doing it.
1,000%.
Okay, yes. Listener peaks. Yes.
Catherine said her peak of the week was watching the Grammys. Okay, love that for you. I got the catch up. I did not watch it myself, but it was fun to see everyone who won.
And Jillian said, Galentine's Day, get together. Oh yeah, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Hope it's a magical, special weekend for you, whether you're in a relationship or not, or you hang out with your siblings or your parents. It's just a good day to acknowledge like the love in your life, no matter who it is.
Another one related to that, Liv said, went on a Galentine's trip to the wineries. It was the perfect girls weekend.
So cute. And Jenna said, took my first CPA exam. Dang, congratulations. I hope that those keep going well for you.
As always, send in your peaks on our Instagram page, Arty Friends Podcast.
And you can send in your peaks of the week on our Instagram story box every Monday at Arty Friends Podcast.
Okay, getting into financial advice, I will say that, and I was telling this to Allison before we got on, it's probably one of my weaker ones because I just don't feel like my brain is wired to understand finance. So I have a financial advisor. I know what I do with my money. I invest it. I know that X amount of money comes out every month and goes here and there, whatnot. So I'm excited to learn more too about this. I think Allison will kind of be leading the episode. And I'm excited because I think I can also spice up my money mindset with these tips too.
Yeah, I agree. I'm definitely in a space where I'm ready to expand my mind about money. Getting out of my bubble in Omaha, it's not that Omaha was limiting my financial ceiling. Like literally Warren Buffett lives in Omaha, so no excuses. It worked for him. But just my lifestyle and group there, like I thought I was doing fine. And then I moved to Tulum. And like I said, I'm like meeting all these people and I'm like humbled. I need to dream bigger. Like I thought I was dreaming big. I am not. Like there's so much money in the world to be made. And we have all of these emotions around money. And I think being rich always comes with this like selfish connotation. And I don't disagree that like some rich people can be selfish, but also poor people can be really selfish too. Like how can you give if you have nothing to give? And when you are in poverty, you're living in fight or flight. It can be really hard to help anyone besides yourself. So I feel like something I also still need to get over is thinking that like there's any bad associated with having more money because it's a tool, it's a resource. If you like anything else, you can use it for evil, but you can also use it to do a lot of good and help so many other people that you love and care about yourself. You can help the planet. So it's not a matter of like, if you make more money, you're automatically a bad person or you're selfish or you're trying to take from someone else. Like there's enough out there for everyone to have everything. And so, yeah, just I feel like the entire money financial concept, I've been trying to do a lot of work around in the last 6 months. And so I found this audiobook. It's on Spotify. If you have premium, it's free. It's called Love Money, Money Loves You Back. And this audiobook is just so life-changing. If you guys do listen to the audiobook, I just want to say like fast forward because the first few chapters of it are her talking about why she wrote the book and the testimonials. And I could see that not being that interesting. You just want to get to the good stuff. But she really talks about money being an energy. And maybe we can just jump right into like this conversation. Like this is where most of these principles are coming from is this audiobook. And then after researching them more, it's definitely not original thoughts just from her book. Like there's a lot of people believe in this concept that money is its own energy. And I'm probably going to get woo-woo with this, but like everything is an energy. Even say like weed is its own energy spirit that wants to like go fixate on people and like calls to people. Everything is like that. That's why they call, you know, alcohol is called spirits. I'm not like being a conspiracy theorist, like everything is its own energy. So if you think about money being an energy, it wants to be spent. Like it wants to be brought from the spirit realm into the physical realm. Like that is its core purpose as an entity. It wants to be spent. So if you picture yourself as money that wants to be spent, who are you going to go to? You're going to go to people that are like, I love you. Come here. Like I want to spend you. I want to spend you on good things. I want to be excited to spend you. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to invest you. I'm going to keep you in my wallet that I like don't throw on the ground, that is organized. I'm going to be smart about how I spend you because I'm an intentional person with money. I'm generous. I'm giving. Like you as money would want to go to someone who has that perspective on money, not someone who's like, oh my God, like I live in poverty. I'm broke. Like money never comes to me. And I just, you know, like hate everyone and I buy cigarettes and like all just all of these frivolous, like I overconsume, I'm buying stuff on Amazon that I don't even need, like that money is going to be like, I'm not interested. I'll go to the next person, especially when you think about 8 billion people on the planet. Plenty of people are saying like, come to me. Let's go buy a boat in Miami. Like, let's go. And I think that that can make it more fun because it can take the fear of spending money away when you think about the fact that the money wants to be spent. And then it flows. So money loves movement. Everything loves movement. If something is stagnant, it like dies. Like if you think about water, a pond, you know, it becomes like sitting water, moldy bacteria, things die. You have to have movement. Like if we as humans don't move our bodies, we become stagnant. So money follows that same thing. It wants to move. And I could keep going and going, but I'll pause because I want Kara to like say whatever she wants to say.
As a retail shop owner, I know how important it is to have a good, reliable POS system. That's why I'm so excited about our sponsor today, Shopify. Shopify has already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person online sales into one source. Track everything across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers both in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. That is all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/alreadyfriends to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/alreadyfriends. Thank you again to Shopify for sponsoring the Already Friends podcast.
Something I've been diving into and learning more about are hormone disruptors and how there's over 1,000 disruptors daily in our lives. Things in our food, our water, the air we breathe, our clothes, our skincare, all of these things mess up our hormones, and our bodies also go through natural hormonal changes. But with all of this, it does not mean that we have to suffer through it. And the good news is that there is a product out there to help. It's called Hormone Harmony, and they are a sponsor of the show. Hormone Harmony is a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. That's why Hormone Harmony is perfect for all women who are struggling with PMS symptoms, menopause symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement. It's become a phenomenon, and there's a reason that it has over 30,000 positive reviews, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. So if you resonate with any of these symptoms, any of these issues, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code alreadyfriends at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code alreadyfriends to get your Hormone Harmony and start to feel more like yourself. Again, alreadyfriends at happymammoth.com for 15% off. Thanks to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring the show.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Yeah, I mean, just to reiterate, this episode we wanted to, because we were talking about earlier before we hopped on, we're like, do you think people are going to want more of the practical tips, which we've done I think 3 or 4 episodes on more of the practical tips, so we will put those in the show notes. But we were saying, yeah, the practical tips are important, of course, knowing where to invest and how much to save and stuff. But like Allison said, if you don't have your mindset right about it, I think that's almost like 50-50, like 50% the practical, but also 50% the mindset. Because how you were saying, I feel like I always see people saying like, oh, I hate rich people. I hate how selfish they are, all these different things. It's like, okay, so if you have that mindset, you're literally asking to not have money for the rest of your life and be broke. So I'm trying to be cautious of how I talk about all that stuff too. Even before we did this episode, I'm like, I can see this in real life playing out with either people that I surround myself with or that I just have random small talk conversations with or just people on the internet. It is so true. What you say, what you speak manifests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it becomes real. And that belief is like so deep in us. Like how we feel about money is something that we've been working through since like, I don't know, when do you start concepting what money is? Like 3 or 4, you know, your parents kind of like, they let you go up and pay or you have a lemonade stand, you start understanding like, oh, this is a thing that allows me to buy something else. And with that, I want to move into the concept that money comes in many forms. So most of us, like if you close your eyes and you think about money right now, it's like a pile of cash, gold, credit cards, like you're thinking of like cash money. But money is it's just a tool and resource that allows, you know, commerce to exist, things to move around, you to get what you want, because it's easier for all of us to be like, this is the value attached than being like, well, I'll give you this for a couple of oranges. Like it just, now in our modern society, we have to have that, the middleman of money in there. And so when you only think about money as like this cash thing, you're closing off money coming to you in so many other possibilities. Like it can come in this like a huge discount or savings. It can come in an opportunity. It can come in a gift. It can come as someone telling you something that completely changes the way you think or excels you to the next level, or they're the person that then helps you get a promotion or scale your business where maybe you would have had to buy a $10,000 course or something to figure that out. And you're like, wait, that was just like handed to me. And so if you think about like, oh, I just want more money. It's like, but for what? And money loves clarity. It wants to know how it's going to be spent. Because think of yourself as money again. You want to know what you're going to go towards. So when we just say things like, I want $10,000, money's like, yeah, but for what? Wait, like, what am I going towards? I don't want to just like be $10,000 sitting in your checking account. Like, spend me, use me on something, let me provide value. So it's a reframe of actually being to not really thinking about the money as much, but thinking about what you want and how you're going to spend it. And then the money is just like the pass-through entity that like comes and makes that possible for you. And that's really helpful for me because I think with the emotions that we have about money, then it feels more selfish to be like, I just want $10,000. But when you say like, well, I deserve a nice home to live in. I deserve a reliable vehicle. I deserve to put food on the table and feed my family. I deserve to take a vacation from working really hard. I deserve to have clothes that make me feel good. I deserve a gym membership that allows me to move my body. Like we do all deserve that. And when you think about what you're able to get with money, just focus on like the outcome of what money can buy and how deserving you are of the things that you want. And then the money will just come.
Yeah, I listened to a very good podcast episode about this. It was on Dire CEO. You know, we love that podcast. Yep, but
big fans.
I can't remember who the guest was, but this stuck with me so hard. It was all about finance and money. And the guest asked Stephen, why do you want to be rich or why do you want to have a lot of money? And he was like, so I can do whatever I want with it. And he's like, that's the thing. Everyone says that. But I'm asking you specifically, like, what do you want to do with your money when you get rich? And he's like, well, I just want to be able to go wherever, whenever I want. Or if I need something, it's not a problem. He's like, no. But again, like, that is not specific at all. Like, that's how you want to feel. But he's like, you need to be specific. Like, do you want to be able to go to Europe whenever you want? Do you want to be able to go across the country whenever you want? Like, you need to be so specific. And that has stuck with me because I'm definitely someone who kind of farts through life on vibes and skirts around. So not being so specific all the time. So that's something I'm definitely learning too. And
same,
because
I think
clear on.
You and I have like an optimistic sense about money, but we maybe lack the like direction.
Yes, 100%.
And because I always thought like, well, I just want to have an abundance mindset. I'm like, okay, abundance, but with purpose. Like, I can't just be like, I want everything all the time. It's like, let's give some direction here. And another fun way to think about money loves a sense of play. A lot of times, especially if you don't have a lot of money and you're in that fight or flight, money is a stressor that like all this negative emotion can get around it, or like, oh, I need it. And I need to hold on to it. And it doesn't become fun. You're just like, I'm going to work to earn this money. But if you reframe money to be playful and like a game and like that fun person that you just want to hang out with, more of it will come to you because you're not like grasping onto it in this like scarcity way. You're having fun with it. And who doesn't love to laugh and be silly? So that probably sounds like, what are you trying to say? But a few specific examples are, if you've got an unexpected, a little bit extra of money, maybe someone Venmos you, maybe you find $20 on the ground, maybe it's a gift for your birthday that you weren't expecting, make it fun. Do something with it that you wouldn't normally do, rather than just being like, okay, this is just for bills. Like, have fun with it to tell yourself, like, I get to do fun things with my money. It's not just all bills and the boring stuff. I also am someone who spends money on fun things. And then it helps you over time remove that attachment of money is only for like necessities instead of money is for play and extra stuff. And then it can kind of help you celebrate it in this different way.
That's a good reminder, because when I was getting ready for my closet clean out sale, I found a fanny pack that I had not used in probably 4 years and it had $60 in it. And I just literally threw it on my dresser because I'm like, I don't have time for this. And then I like packed all my stuff. I'm like, of course, I was doing things last minute. You know me. So now when I get home, I have to
do some fun money.
Yeah, maybe. Can you give me a suggestion? Like, what should I do with that $60?
I think you could go get your nails done. I think you could buy something new. Like, you gave up so many clothes in your closet. And that was kind of a reward of being like, okay, you're letting go of stuff that's not serving you anymore. Maybe let's go buy something like really intentional. Maybe you take someone out to eat that has like been really good to you in your life that you're like, I just like, let's go. Like, drinks are on me, lunch is on me. I want to do this thing for you as a thank you. Or maybe you send like 10 Venmos to friends of like, hey, here's $10 for coffee. Just wanted to like make your day or something like that.
Okay, thanks. I love those suggestions.
Well, I was like on the spot. I don't know.
No, those are great. Well, speaking of Venmoing people, giving was a big thing that is related to the money mindset. Do you want to talk about the spiritual side behind giving?
Yeah. I also want to say you've always been really good at that. Like, I feel like I've gotten like 5 Venmos from you over the year for like generous amounts where you're like, hey, happy birthday, or like, here's this. Like, you're really good at that.
Oh my God, thanks. It's like my favorite hobby. I'm like, who should I Venmo today? Or not today, not every day, but like, if I'm randomly thinking about a friend, I'm like, oh, I haven't talked to them in so long. And I know they're kind of like going through it or just have a shitty job or just, I don't know, have a lot going on. I'll just randomly send them $10 and be like, coffee on me. And they probably don't, some people don't see it for like a month and then they get so excited when they see it. And they're like, oh my God, thanks.
No, seriously, you've always been so good about that. And I think our listeners can take inspiration from that. It's very sweet and selfish of you talking about giving in a spiritual sense. I will say I felt like I was more giving when I had a stable job. And even when I had a stable job, I was still on like performance pay. So essentially for like the last 10 years, all of my income has been through like commission, essentially. I've never had a guaranteed paycheck since maybe I like worked at fucking Party City when I was 15. Like, all of my earnings over the last decade have been on me through my own businesses, freelancing, projects, events, whatever. And I don't think that I've done a horrible job with being giving, but I'm like reflecting and I'm like, I could have just done so much better. And it comes from the scarcity mindset of thinking, well, since I don't know how much I'm going to make, like, I don't have this consistent paycheck coming in, like, I know after doing this for 10 years, like, you have good months and you have bad months. And so when things are going really well, sometimes I'm like, oh, I got to hold the money because like maybe next month will be like a dip month. And instead of just being like, oh my gosh, more is flowing to me, let's keep it going, like, and increase this, I like go through these peaks and valleys of having good months and then getting scared and then closing down. Because I'm like, well, what if this month isn't a good month? And that's what I really need to work on right now, is making more consistency and normalizing the good months and not thinking like that is a limiting belief. Why would I believe there's so many highs and lows? Like, of course, there will always be some movement, but it doesn't need to be like huge peak, huge valley. Like, it can be stability in the middle with some ripples, you know? And so when it came to giving, it was hard for me because I didn't know when more would be coming. It wasn't like, okay, this amount of my paycheck, I can tie, you know, like in the church, tithe 10%. It's like, that would be different every single month. And I've always, my dad has always been a huge tither, and I've witnessed that through my childhood. I think it's so admirable. Like, if you're someone who does that, you're such a special person. Like, that's incredible to be able to be so giving. And I just want to be more like that. It keeps coming up for me where in conversations or podcasts, I keep getting all of these little chirps about like giving and donating more. And I even said it last week. I was like, ah, once you start donating, people like are always asking you for more donations. And I've always kind of been like, well, I donate my knowledge, or I donate my time through the podcast. Like, we've shared so much knowledge, experiences. I'll take time to answer someone in the DMs over like a project they're working on or a trip they want to take. But I've been less giving with actual money. And I made it like a little experiment last week because I knew we were recording this episode. And I was like, okay, let me play with it. Let's see how I can be more giving and how universe, God, source responds. Like, let's just see. And so example number one, Michaela and her friend were coming in town, and I was out running, farting around, doing my little errands. And I see this cute store. I'm like, oh, I should get them something. Like, that's nice. You know, why wouldn't I not get them a little gift of a cute souvenir? So I find this copal. It's kind of like the incense here. It smells amazing. So I was like, okay, I'll put a little goodie bag together with the copal, some chocolates, whatever. And it was like not even $30 for both things. Literally, but by the time I mopeded home, someone bought something off Facebook Marketplace for $100. I was like, okay, crazy. Like, it was just immediately three times the amount. Like, spent $25, got $100 back immediately. So I was like, cool. And it was something that I've had for years that like hasn't sold. And then I was like, boom, in that moment, just like sold. So it was really validating to see it happen in real time when I had the intention of wanting to see if something would happen. And then yesterday, I was going to put gas in my moped and I had 100 pesos. And so I, like, the guy fills mine up. It was 65 pesos. So I had 35 pesos left. And the guy behind me looked like he could use a little help. He was like legitimately digging for change in his pocket to fill up his motorcycle. And so then I just told the tenant, like, put the rest in his. And the guy was like, are you serious? Like, are you sure? Like, that's so nice. Thank you so much. And the conversion, that's like $1.75. It is, like, that was a small gesture of kindness. And this man was so grateful. And I was on my way to going in to work at one of the hotels. So I'm sitting there and I was like, ah, I should call American Airlines because I had booked this flight last month. I don't want to get into the whole story, but basically I had a $500 flight that I couldn't end up taking, and American was totally in the right. Like, it was a basic economy flight. They are strict on that policy. No refunds, no exchanges, no changes. And I was like, I'm just going to call and see what can be done, because I had already put in a refund request through the portal on American, and they declined it. I was like, let me talk to someone. This woman, the first person I'm talking to, she hears the story and she's like, okay, I'm going to transfer you to someone. And the person that helped me, I don't know why she believed my sob story. She literally fully rebooked me on a new flight as main economy, like upgraded my ticket, was like, when do you want to travel? Where are you going? Like, okay, $500 flight. Like, I'll make it happen. What day, what time? And I was like, oh, literally just, I just want to go back to Omaha for like a week in the next couple of months. She was like, okay, pick a date. What do you want? And books my flight. And she's like, I'm just going to upgrade it to main economy so that if your flights change, you can, or if your plans change, you can change your flight again. And then when I went in there, she did fully. And I could literally now cancel it and get a refund if I like just wanted the $500 back, like as a credit. So that was like I literally gave someone less than $2. And I mean, I guess I didn't get back the $500, but like more or less, like then it wasn't a $500 wash because I didn't pay attention when I was booking the flight.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. So crazy examples. I want to hear yours.
No, those are crazy. And it reminded me of one so similar. And okay, so maybe I'm not like fully terrible about my money mindset, because this past summer, Hania, we were in Croatia, and unfortunately something with like a family friend happened, and she had to change her flight. She was going to continue traveling in Europe, but she had to get back in the next couple of days. Had the same thing, a ticket that was like not changeable. The flight that she wanted to get on was like $800 more than the one that she was originally on. And so we went to dinner, but she called like probably an hour before we were going to dinner, but was still talking to the lady, like, ask to speak to a manager, ask to speak to someone else. Like, they were all like, no. So we are on hour two of this call. We still have not eaten dinner yet, but by the time we've like left the house, we're walking around because we're like, you know, trying to be like nice and help Hania with the customer service, but we're like, you know, still trying to enjoy our vacation, get out of the house. But at one point, me and Hania are like, we need to do something nice. Like, we need to do an act of kindness to like get some good juju, because we are on hour two. I literally filmed this whole thing. Maybe we should post this for the launch of the episode, but like, we need to put good energy out there. So we're standing next to this ice cream stand and we're looking around. We're like, okay, we need to buy some ice cream. Like, we need to get the ball moving, because we are on hour 2:15 of this call and they are not budging. Like, we're on customer service rep number 4 and no one's helping us out. So we finally find this guy and his dad, and we're like, can we buy you guys ice cream? Because, well, we started trying to ask people. Honey was going on, she will ask people, and they were running away. They were scared because they thought we were scammers. And I'm like, honey, you need to alter your approach. Like, you're sounding extremely desperate. And like, meanwhile, she's on hold with the customer service. I'm like, let's try a calmer approach. So we finally find someone. We're like, hi, we're trying to do an act of kindness. Can we buy you ice cream? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. And like, the dad like ran away. He was scared. He's like, no, I don't want it. Just, you can get it for my son. And literally, Allison, we swiped the card, paid for the ice cream, and not even kidding, 30 seconds later, Hania got off hold and they're like, okay, we'll do it.
Insane. Love that.
It was the craziest thing. It was like, we all had chills. We're like, what the heck?
It gives me chills.
It was so chaotic. We're like running around, we're like trying to get somebody. And then the minute we swipe the card, honey is next to the ice cream stand and they're like, okay, we're going to switch it for you. We're like, what? It took 2 hours to figure this out.
And that validates, it's like, money is an energy.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be, I think, my 2025 goal, is doing more things like that, because those are examples of playing. Like, you decided, how can we take this kind of like energy sucking situation? We're on the phone with customer service. Like, this is boring. I don't want to just like sit in the room on the phone waiting. You're like, let's go make it fun. Let's go out in the world. Be generous. Okay. Ice cream. Fun. Yummy. Everyone loves ice cream. And you just like totally changed the dynamics of something in real time.
Yeah. It was pretty crazy. So I definitely can vouch for that. You've done some more examples. Are there any others that you want to share?
I mean, we have the OGs of giving, like donating, but also tipping and not being upset about tipping. I feel like there's this whole culture in America right now where everyone's mad about tipping. And like, it's a whole problem with society at large that like, we don't pay the waitresses and workers, bartenders, whatever, wait staff, enough that it has to come through the customers. Like, it would be amazing if it was reworked, but whatever, that's like a whole issue that on an individual basis we're probably not solving tomorrow. So I have just been like, it's an affirmation, a belief that I have for myself. Like, I always tip 15-20%, no matter what. It's not even a negotiable. Doesn't matter if I'm getting coffee, nails done, hair done, any service thing, I'm tipping 15-20%. It's just, to me, it's built into the price. If I want to go out to eat, if I want delivery, if I want my nails done, if I want a massage, that's part of the price. And just going in with that mindset from the beginning, then there's no like you see this screen, it's like, yeah, of course, happy to tip 20%. Thank you for your service. Appreciate it. And because like over a year's time, okay, what do you think the actual difference is between like being stingy and tipping 10% and just going for the 20%? Even if you get a lot of services in a year, it's really not a huge difference. And to feel good about it versus every time bringing in a negative scarcity energy, like I'd rather just tip like the 15 to 20% option on the screen, you know, like whatever. I mean, every place is different, you know, sometimes there it's like 12, 15, 18, 18, 20, 22, whatever. But like you get it. Just be generous. Don't think anything of it and like move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Changing your mindset around that. For me, I like if I see a GoFundMe that catches my eye or someone shares it and I'm like, you, but I haven't felt like I've donated to something in a little bit, instantly $20, $40, $60 on a Venmo or on a GoFundMe. Not a question. Also, I've gotten better about doing it while traveling. When I was in Thailand, I was at our hotel, and no hotel, I mean like Eco Lodge. We were out in like the country of Thailand. It was the Elephant Sanctuary Eco Lodge. And there was all these stray dogs, and they were so cute, but like genuinely repulsive because they had like mange. They were like scratching and bleeding of how bad their wounds were from fleas and stuff. And I saw everyone else around being like, what do I do? Like, this is like really sad. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna actually do something about it. So I like got on Facebook and found the local shelter, and I messaged them like, can you come get these dogs? They're like, yes, but we need, if you can you like contribute? Because we're actually 40 minutes in town, and I sent them $100. Donated on their website. So I'm like, we need to start putting our money where our mouth is. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's another mindset. Like, how I talked about, I found that yoga class that was really cool, and I'm like, oh, I want to go to that. And then I found out that I like hadn't missed it. I'm like, okay, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I said I wanted to go to it. I'm buying the ticket. I'm going to this yoga class. Same thing with being at this hotel. And everyone, where there was like 10 of us, like sad. And like, what do we do? Like, we don't know what to do. I'm like, okay, I'm going to make a solution. I donated $100. So I'm like, okay, that's me giving. It's not $100 wasted. Someone could be like, wait, $100? Like, again, that scarcity, like holding it tight. It's like, well, what else is that $100 going to do? Like, that's a good reason to spend $100 on.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that. Yeah, that reframing. Because, yeah, I think most people will be like, "What? Why are you just blowing money?" But it's like, well, what? Why is that blowing money? I feel like there's things, yeah, that it's like recategorizing what things are meant to be for.
Yeah, because you're like, I don't know how to help them right now. Like, I can't bandage up their legs, and like, I don't have flea medicine in my pocket. Like, this is out of my realm. But you're like, I can move money as a resource to the people that do know how to deal with this situation, and they can come help them. And there's so many ways in our lives where if you care a lot about something like some sort of illness or a particular demographic of people, whether that's like skin color or if they're younger, age, gender, you know, like there's all of these different LGBTQ or women who suffered from domestic violence, like whatever purpose or call speaks to you, you might be like, well, I don't know if I can help these women with my skill set, or I don't know if I have the skills to help someone who's suicidal. But there's all of these organizations who do have the skills and resources, but they need more resources in order to continue doing their good. So I think that that can help it be more exciting to donate to those things where it's like, no, I'm not just throwing $100. Like, it's literally is going to help and make a difference. And adjacent to that, if you're someone who wants to see the results, because I agree and relate that sometimes with the bigger organizations, you're like, is my $100 even doing anything? Like, I want to see it. I want to see them go do whatever they say they're going to do. I joined this Facebook group. It's like an anonymous group where people can ask for money, or something like that is the title. I'll link it in the show notes. But basically, real people who are struggling, like they're living in their car or they're a mom with a bunch of kids or something, they can post on there like, hey, this thing happened and here's my grocery bill. It's $145. Here's my Venmo. If you guys could literally like just help me with the groceries for this week for my kid, or I got sick, couldn't go to work today. My phone's going to get shut off. My water's going to get shut off. It's $40. Like, people post it in this group and then you can just help them out. And I feel like that is a really cool way where you could tangibly be like, this person needs something in this moment and I can solve that for them within 10 minutes. Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, whatever. So I've been just like keeping my eye on that group to see, you know, eventually someone's story will speak to you where you're like, oh, I'm in a position to help them here's $20 or whatever.
Absolutely. Well, for those people that are, myself included, still working on their mindset, I know you have some good rules and good little practices for money mindset. Do you want to run through those?
Yeah, rapid fire, and then we can go into them individually. One, money is a mirror. Two, learning how to actually receive. When you were telling the story of you and Hania wanting to buy someone's ice cream, and these people are like, I'm being scammed. They're like running away. They're like, it's like, hey, you could have had free ice cream, but you were closed off to being, to receiving. Third one, getting out of a scarcity mindset and moving toward an abundant mindset, being open and generous, and paying your debts. So going into each of those, money is a mirror. I think the most relatable version of money being a mirror is in the belief that you think you have to work hard to earn money. That's kind of been ingrained into us from childhood, like go and work hard. They never say work easy. They say work hard and then you'll get money. But that over time has ingrained in us like earning money is hard. It's stressful. It takes so much from you. Instead of being like, money's everywhere. Of course it comes to me. It's easy to earn money. Why wouldn't money come to me? Like that is such a difference. And being a mirror, that reflects like how you think about so many things. Like maybe you're single, but you so badly want a partner, but you say like, there's no one out there. I'm going to be alone forever. I haven't met my match. I go on these dates and there's the worst people ever. You're just closing off opportunities because of these limiting beliefs or like everything always goes wrong. Like I'm always the person who's things are getting broken or someone's stealing my stuff, breaking in. And it's like, you're reaffirming that again and again when you have those beliefs. Like Kara and I were talking before we hopped on about some people we know where they're always the ones saying negative things like that. And then it happens. Like someone T-bones them. This gets lost. Like something, I'm doing a terrible job. Kara, please take the mic. Like, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. No, it's if, like we said, what you say manifests. So if you find yourself saying, I never find money on the ground, or I always get 10% tips, 15% tips. Actually, shout out to Hania again. She said that she used to have a coworker when she used to do waitressing that would always complain, like, I never get 20% tips. Like, I always get 15 or 10%. And she was like, girl, I always get 20, 25%. Like, and it would happen every single time. And she's like, this person was just so negative and manifesting. They were manifesting those 10% tips. Like, she's like, it's not that hard. Like, what are you talking about? You always get 10%, 15%. 20 is normal. Like, what? So if you really think and believe something, that's just what's going to keep happening in your life.
Yeah, because you're speaking it out to the world, to other people, to the universe. I always get 10% tips. So the people, money, everything is like, okay, 10% tips. This is what, sorry, we didn't hear your tone that you were upset about the 10% tips. Because I think that's, oh, okay, this is kind of a revelation as we're saying it. I don't think money understands tone or language. So if you say, I always get 10% tips or something in that way, it doesn't understand that you're complaining about the 10% tips. But when you say, I always get 20% tips, it's like, okay, great. Yeah, you do. But it doesn't know that you're saying that in a positive sense. So that like word magic, if you are casting spells for more or less, is like how it would be phrased in this example, on yourself, it's just going to keep happening. So why wouldn't you say things like, I always find money on the ground. Money always comes to me. I always get random Venmos from people. My stuff always sells on Facebook Marketplace super fast.
Yeah.
Like I always get gifts. I always see the discount. I always find things for like $2 at the thrift store. And then it will just keep happening more and more and more because you truly believe it. And then going into the next one, learning how to actually receive, going back to money being a person. If you're trying to go to someone and they're like, come into my house. I've cooked for you. I lit a candle. Welcome. Happy to have you. You're like, I'm going to that person's house. If you have someone else who's like, no, I don't want you. Don't come in here. No, I'm good. Thank you, though. The money's going to be like, all right, man. I was going to try to help you out, but you said you only make 10% tips or you said you didn't want that opportunity. So I guess I'm not going to come to you.
Yeah. Getting out of a scarcity mindset and into an abundance mindset. Being in a scarcity mindset is saying things like telling yourself you don't have enough money or enough of this, that. And then you just create and attract those situations that ensures that you never have enough. So if money feels tight, instead of saying I'm broke or I have no money, try something like I'm in a temporary space of financial reorganization and more money is on its way. Or instead of saying I can't afford that, instead say, okay, how can I afford that? How can I make this happen?
I invite in opportunities to ensure that I can get out of this situation. Yeah, it's deep. What, like,
yeah,
it just is so mind-blowing to me how money is this thing that we have been taught to like not talk about, but our relationship with money comes through in our relationship with our loved ones and our relationship to our job and how we give to other people, the way we show up for ourselves, what we think we deserve. So in order to have all of these things that we want and deserve, it's like you really, really do, I agree, have to heal your relationship with money. If it's like, what's the point of learning about crypto or investing or Roth IRA if you don't even have money to begin with? Like, it's like you gotta start and then build into those like other tiers of money utilization, like investing in real estate or the stock market or whatever. Piggybacking off of, I'm in a place of financial reorganization. I think you can apply that to debt as well. In our society, so many people have debt. Debt is normalized. There's ways to leverage debt. So I'm not saying you need to get rid of all your debt, but if you have debts that are burdening you, then I think you should get rid of them. Because I think there's a difference energetically between being like, oh, I intentionally took on this debt to have this thing. I'm on top of being able to pay it. This was a tool to get me one step ahead versus a debt where you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I bought that. Like, I have buyer's remorse. I need to get this paid off. Like, those are two very different types of debt accumulation. And so here's a few rapid fire ways to help yourself get out of debt on something if you don't want it anymore. Focusing on what you received from it. So let's say you put a trip on your credit card and you come home from the trip and you're like, why did I spend so much on vacation? Worry less about the money on the credit card and just continuously show gratitude for whatever the thing that you bought. Like, wow, I'm so glad I got to take that vacation. That was so fun that day that we were out by the beach club pool and we were buying drinks and I ordered extra appetizers. Like, that was so fun. That felt so good to let go. And then afterwards, we went shopping and I got those clothes that now remind me of this amazing vacation and they make me feel good. And showing gratitude for all of those things that you, quote, maybe overspent on, then tells money how grateful you are to have got those. And you're like, you know, maybe I got things first and then the money's going to come after, but that's okay. Sometimes it goes in that order, but the money still comes back to me. And another way is to create an identity shift around it rather than being like, oh, I'm someone who just always has credit card debt. Like, this debt is insurmountable. I'm always going to have it. I can never get ahead on my credit card. Saying things to yourself in a more positive light. Like, you know, that's okay that we were feeling optimistic and abundant and wanted things to be our next level self. But now we're going to utilize these resources that we already have. We're going to wear the clothes in our closet. And moving forward, we're going to like spend more mindfully so that we don't get ourselves in this situation again.
Absolutely. Well, I feel like we can wrap up. I know you put in a good final wrapping up thought. So I see you wrote that we are all already wealthy. Do you want to explain that?
Yeah, I think this has been a lesson that I've learned this year because I have received so many opportunities and things this year. But if I look at my lifestyle in the last year, I'm like, how did I have the year I had? Like, I did so much stuff. I took 50 flights. Like, I was everywhere. I was renting cars. I was doing things. I was at the beach club. I moved. Like, I had such an abundant year. But when I look on paper, I'm like, but how? And it's realizing that money does come in so many forms. Like, sometimes people are inviting you along. Sometimes you're gifted things. Sometimes you're using credit card points. Sometimes it's a synergy between you and someone else that, like, you're doing one part and they're doing another part, but you're operating in your zone of genius. So you're like not even realizing the value that you're adding to something, even though maybe there's not a dollar being exchanged. Like, I think we need to go back a little bit to that barter exchange route. Like, I have done so many swaps in the last couple of years. I just did one the other day. We like jumped on a call for an hour. She has Airbnbs in Joshua Tree. She does this coaching business. And she had some questions for me. I had some questions for her. And we're like, boom, great. Thank you. This was so fun. Like, if I would have booked a call with her, like as her being a coach that works with like really high clients, like that would have been like $1,000 for that call. But instead, I just offered her something that I had in return. So think about the wealth that you already have, whether it's your resources, your knowledge, your connections, and realize that there is value attached to that. And how can you really lean into those opportunities and resources that you already have and be like, wait, I am really wealthy. Like, I have my health. I can walk. I have a home. I have a huge network. I have a social media following. Like, those are all tangible wealth things that you have in your life that you can show more gratitude for. And then money is just like one part of that. So yeah, that would be my homework for you guys, is to think about the wealth that you already are as a person.
Yeah, and what you bring and how you can use that. It's a tool. Money's a tool. They're all just tools. And like everything that you know, your expertise is part of that as well.
100%.
Okay, great. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Are You Friends, another episode of our How to Thrive in 2025 series. We'll catch you guys next week.
Bye.
So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.